And for the 15th of Kislev, Tetzvav Kislev, is in Kuntis Achren, David's Mireis Kadisalu. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that David HaMelech appreciated the praise of God that is inherent in Torah, in every dikduk, in every detail of the halacha in Torah, because the whole world and all its existence hinges on and is dependent on a slight dikduk, a slight detail of a halacha. And that reveals the Me'ed Amku Machshavei Secha, how profound and how deep God's thoughts are, that the thought of God, which is the halacha, controls and determines the life of the creation. And so, in a time of pain, when David HaMelech was suffering, he took pleasure and delight in the study of Torah, because it was to him a praise of God's greatness. Ach mashho yo mishtabeach betehila satayra b'maylosa zu v'omaz mireis hayuli. But the fact that he was praising the Torah, in that it was a song to him, it was God's commandments were his song, nema shalze, he was punished for this. And God says to him, you call my commandments songs? Why is that? Because this greatness in Torah, the fact that the entire world is dependent on one detail of Torah, this is the least of Torah's greatness. This is the hind part of the depth of God's thought, the most insignificant part of Torah. K'meshikosu mokimache b'shem ha'arizal al-mayim erizal nevlis chachmo shalamayla Torah. As we explained elsewhere, in the name of the Arizal, on the statement of the sages, nevlis chachmo, the dripping, the flow of chachmo, that comes down to the lower worlds, that's what the existence of the world depends on. So it's only a dripping of chachma into the lower world that gives the world its life. But to say that is the greatness of Torah, it is the very least you can say about Torah. Aval pnimi shebe'enek, but the depth of God's thought, that's the inner part of Torah, which is completely one with God, the Tachlis HaYichud, with a total oneness. And once you're talking about God Himself, totally united with God Himself, the whole world and the existence of the worlds are not insignificant, and as if they don't exist at all, and cannot be the basis for the praise of Torah. Ki atahu achaleinu v'ha'ilam, etc. Because God's existence is totally independent of creation, and that's why He is He before the world was created, and He remains the same without any change after the world is created. Because the world does not increase in any way God's greatness. The Hilkah Gam Lipnimis Ateira in Lishapcha Klau Bitihilas Chayis Kol Elamis. And therefore, the inner part of Torah, that part of Torah that is connected with God completely, cannot be praised or should not be praised by its effect on the world. Me'achar Dekilo Mamish Chashiv. Since it is as nothing, totally insignificant compared to Torah. Ubechinas pnimiyuso eino simchas levav enish b'shashuav. And in truth, in the depths of Torah, in the inner truth of Torah, Torah is not a person's joy and pleasure. Elo kiviyochol simchas lev b'shashuav hamelech hakadosh baruch hu shemishtasheya bo. It is instead the pleasure and the joy of God who takes pleasure in Torah. Ki alikim haven darko v'yedea mekemo ma'alosa b'yedias atzma kiviyachol. Because only God knows the preciousness and the greatness of Torah in that he knows himself. Aval ne'alom me'eni kol chai, but it is concealed and hidden from the eyes of all living beings. In other words, no creation, no creature can fully appreciate the greatness of Torah. K'meshekoso upon my lo yiro, as it says, my face will not be seen. Da'ainu b'chinas pnimiyusa, the face meaning the pnimius of Torah. K'meshekoso shom shem hu Arizal, as we explain there in the name of the Arizal. V'zeh shekoso, and now we'll understand what it says in Mishlei. Ve'eye etzli, etc. Shashuyim, the pasuk says that the Torah describes itself as God's pleasure, as God's plaything that gives God pleasure. As the pasuk says, Ve'eye etzli omen, I was for God an omen, as we'll explain soon, and I was before him a plaything, a shashuyim. So what does it mean, etzli dafke, that it's only to God that Torah can be called shashuyim, a pleasure, but not for man? Misacheket lefanov, I played before him. Torah says, I played before him, giving him pleasure. Lefanov dafke, and here again the emphasis is lefanov in the pnimius of Torah. Hainu b'v'chinas pnimiyusa, the pnimius of Torah can be for God and only for God shashuyim, a pleasure. And this level of Torah, which is God's pleasure and completely removed from the world, infinitely higher than the world, to the point where the existence of the world cannot be used as a praise or as a measure for God's greatness, to say that God is great because the whole world depends on him, on his Torah. This part of Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah, which is so much higher than the world, is at the same time a source of nourishment for the neshama of a Jew, which is why the Torah is called Amen, like a nursemaid for the neshama. Valze Amar, and concerning this level of Torah, he says, the ehye etzli omein altikra omein el amen. Don't call it omun, but amen, which means a nursemaid. That this part of Teira, Pnimius HaTeira, nurses or nourishes the neshama. And concerning the external part of Torah, it says, "Misachek es b'tevel arzei v'shashuei es b'nei adam." That it is the external part of Torah that is the plaything for the universe in Tevel, and it is the pleasure of people's pleasure. Ki haTorah nitna l'b'chinas ponim v'ocher, because Torah was given both as a ponim, as a pnimius, and ocher as an external. It was given in two layers, the inner and the outer. As it says concerning the Megillah that Zechariah saw in his prophecy, that was called the Megillah Ofa. One of the meanings of Ofa is double, a double Megillah. So it says concerning that Megillah, that vehik suva ponim v'oche, that it was written front and back, because there's the pnimius of Torah and there's the back, the chetzenius of Torah. Ulefi shetofas David bebechinas acharayim, and because David referred to the hind part of Torah rather than to the pnimius of Torah, that the praise of the hind part of Torah is that it is the pleasure of the world, that it relates to the world and is its source of life. So because David praised the Torah as being the source of life for all the worlds, he was referring to the external part of Torah. And for this, for choosing the external, for relating to the external part of Torah, rather than the internal, than the pnimius. For this he was punished. He was therefore punished with forgetfulness, which also comes from the hind part of holiness. And he forgot for the moment the Aveda of carrying the ark is necessarily on the shoulders and not on the wagons. Which means to bring together, to join the shoulders that are the hind part, the achrayim, the back, to join them, El Aveda Takedesh, Hichoch Me'ilo, Bechinas Ponim. So the ketfayim, the shoulders, Shehem Bechinas Achrayim, which are the external part, the hind part, the back, should be joined and united with the Aveda Takedesh, which is the Choch Me'ilo, the inner part of Torah, the Ponim, Shemishom Nimshechu Haluche Sheba'orim, from which the luches that were contained in the Orin derive. The luches come from the ponim of Chochmei Ilah, from the inwardness, the pnimius of Chochmei Ilah. Kamei Shekosuv, as it says concerning the luches, ksuvim mishnei evedehem, that they were written from both sides. That you could read them, the letters were engraved in the stone, but you can read them from both sides of the stone. And as he explains in the Gemara in Yishalmi, what does it mean that they were written from both sides? That they didn't have a front and a back, but rather, whichever way you looked at it, you saw the front. Ayin Shom, see there in the Yishalmi what he explains. So the idea of carrying the Orin, which contained the Luches, on the shoulder, means to bring together the Pnimius of God's Chachma with the Chetzenius, with the back. And this is why David, when he chose the hind part and not the inner part of Torah to praise, that's why the proper punishment was that he would forget to carry the Torah on the shoulder. In the Hayyim Yeim for the 15th of Kislev, Tesvav Kislev, the Rebbe writes that B'Torah is Divrei HaMaschol VaYeshev, where it says Ve'ena Yochel Lilis Bi'Ava, it has to be amended and corrected. Tzaruch Liyes Ve'ena Yochel Liyes Bi'Ava, Liyes, not Lilis. Rabbeinu Azokin Sipel Bnei Admor Hamtzoi, the Alter Rebbe related to his son, the Mittler Rebbe, the Zede, meaning the Baal Shem Tov, Zok Tam Vedav Hob Mesiras Nefesh of Avas Yisrael, that you have to have Mesiras Nefesh in Avas Yisrael, Afilu Tzua Yidin, Velechem Matkemal Nishgizen. The Avas Yisrael that you have to have to a Jew, even a Jew you've never seen, has to be to the degree of Mesiras Nefesh.